Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich, for years, you have been saying, if they can do it, we should do it, or we can do it. And the police are using tear gas, rubber bullets, and the military has been deployed with M16 rifles, battle rifles with long barrels. Do you still think that applies? If they can do it, we can do it?
Well, I'll tell you something. I think that's one of the reasons I talked about all this Antifa and the brown shirts and the mercenaries and the people who are being hired. A lot of these reactions by the people are kind of are not legitimate. There are the super wealthy aristocracy paying for these mercenaries. That's what a mercenary means. They get paid. They will do violence for money. And this is what's happening. So as we continue to do this, we're giving excuses and alibis and justifications and smoke screens to steal more money from the little guy. We're not looking at the big pictures. The opportunities are going to the ass kissers, the yes men, the tattletales, certain groups, and the sellout of the little guy. When you delegitimize work and you get rid of truth, you have the wealthy people buying the narratives, and the little people are racking up the delinquencies, defaults, and bankruptcies. So we have the Democrat sabotage party literally creating most of these behaviors. Now, what happened to Mr. Floyd and what those police did are absolutely wrong. But I'll tell you right now, the great majority of police, Vince, and I don't want to debate this, are very good people. They get the finger thrown at them every day. They get spit on every day. This has been happening for years. A lot of some of them get power trips and go over the boundaries. But the majority of people that I meet in the police force, in the fire department, are good people. They're patriots. They care about serving and saving lives. Unfortunately, this politically correct environment we're in, certain people have been groomed to be desensitized for the wrong things, and they're cowardly offended for certain things, and they're overly sensitized for things that lower the bars of standards and expectations for jobs. That's why all this stuff about race and gender and sexual orientation is a big bunch of crap. If it's all the whites' fault, all the white males' fault, how come the media is not calling for the confiscation? I've said this a million times. For all the money that is owned by Bezos, Buffett, Soros, Zuckerberg, Gates, the Cuomos, Anderson Cooper, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Cooks, Murdoch, Clinton, Jonathan Gruber, who calls America stupid for falling for propaganda. How come the middle class is being wiped out? I'm just telling you that we are the powers that be who are paying mercenaries and brown shirts are not. When I talk about practice what you preach, when I talk about the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, when I talk about truth, when I talk about if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then we should be able to do it too. But we have to look behind the shadows and see who's paying people. That's why I said earlier, when Democrat city authorities tell cops to stand down for some crime and some groups, and you pick and choose who wins, who loses, and what to enforce, there's no credibility in the situation. We have to look into it. Now, if Antifa and the super wealthy have created all this violence, then we have to have some, it has to be stopped because it's against the rule of law. The people who needs to be arrested are the people who are paying for these mercenaries behind the scenes as well as the mercenaries. I mean, how come it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America? How come the Russians are now influencing everything, including all of our elections, and that's terrible, but any illegal from any country can come in and vote, and that's okay? Think about all how they divide us by groups. How come you can identify as a female, as a woman, or be a four-year-old girl, and you're a grown man, and if you don't play along, you're a racist, sexist, misogynist, xenophobe, bigot that's intolerant? How come illegals don't need IDs, but citizen needs an ID for everything? How come you can sexualize your children is acceptable if it involves drag queens, homosexuals, and transgenders? How come Joe Biden can use $1 billion of American taxpayer dollars to go to Ukraine and stop investigations on his own son, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it, while Obama is spying and running a coup of shadowing him around the world, committing treason and sedition? How come it's okay for U.S. citizens that have been fined for not buying their own health insurance, but are forced to pay through cost shifting illegal health care for the illegals, not to mention their car insurance and education? We've gotten to the point where common sense and logic is gone. It's all about group identity politics. How come high-skilled workers from other countries have to jump through tremendous hoops to get vetted here, but you can be a low-skilled worker with a criminal record, jump across the fence, and be welcomed? How come politicians who say that the president is not above the law, like I mentioned earlier with Hillary Clinton, this is her last day to accept a subpoena, her last day to turn over evidence. But she's saying that President Trump is above the law while putting herself and illegals above the law. How come people who say there's no such thing as a gender, they demand the bar of standards and expectations to be lower for a job, demand no right to restitution under the law for the people who are affected, enable corrupt government and corporations with liability protections and immunity under the law, but still demand that a woman be a president, but genders don't matter? How come criminals are catch and release to hurt more people, but stopping them is politically incorrect because it violates their rights? See, when we point out double standards and hypocrisies, we're the controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent haters, et cetera, which I've said a gazillion times on the air over the last 9 years. But when the rule of law gets broken and so many people are being fooled and the people, the leaders for these riots at the top are being bought and paid for by the elite, well, that's when the rule of law is broken. We need to stand up. We need to call out these double standards and hypocrisies, like this article here. Planned Parenthood admits under oath for selling baby parts for profit. How come they're still in business when they're selling human baby parts for profit? Next article, Democrats demand accelerated legalization of illegals. Guess why, folks? They care about the vote. They want to kill babies and depopulate the country and the planet, but it's okay to bring in illegals because of chaos, infighting, and the vote. Next article, Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor. She had a party, broke her own lockdown rules in her $1.5 million lakefront mansion. And she broke mask and social distancing laws. See, practice what you preach laws. How many years have I been calling for it? What has happened? How many years have I been calling for citizen review boards to watch the police and many other government and corporate institutions? Nothing has happened because everybody's bought and paid for. Federal Reserve's new problem. You know what the new problem is? People don't want to go back to work. Some people are making more money on unemployment. Well, that's what happens when you delegitimize work. When hard work, proven results, and qualifications don't matter, and you have the idiots out there doubting their own value in certain groups, demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations, demanding no protection of rights or restitution under the rule of law for people who were affected. That's what you get. Next article, we're being told to prepare for high prices at grocery stores. It's unlikely that shortages may only get will only get worse. It's likely, pardon me. This is why Vince and I talk about having a hobby farm, 20 to 40 acres. Think basics, food, water, shelter, energy. The soil, the nutrients come from the soil. The vitamins come from the soil. A lot of old pasture soil has been mechanically and chemically, through glyphosate and other fertilizers, destroyed. You have to have your own garden. You have to harvest edible medicinal plants. Okay, we need... got to get away from municipal water and well water that's in old pastures. It should be up in the mountains and the hills. I've talked about fluoride and chlorine and pharmaceutical drugs and other poisons countless times. I mean, even China labels it as a pesticide. We talked about the cancer and how fluoride is often a main ingredient in rat poison. Okay, it makes people sterile, makes people docile. These poisons have a reason for being what they are. We need to think about shelter, all right? Right now, there's the lowest interest in the history of America, probably, for mortgage rates. Now, you say, well, what if I default, Rich? You just talked about defaults and delinquencies and bankruptcies going up. Yes, but if you buy a home right now or some land, and you had your garden, you raise some animals, learn some skill sets, you live off-grid, guess what? If you default, it's not any different than renting. Because interest rates are so low, you're basically paying all principal right now. Have some privacy. Have a garden. Raise animals. Hunt and fish on it. Do whatever it takes. Start thinking outside the box. And energy is also important. Live off-grid. All these smart meters create ill effects. We've talked about this many times. Remember, the mayor of Democrat cities like Los Angeles are telling people, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to shut off your water and power. The Democrat politicians are totalitarian, tyrannical dictators. We need to build skill sets. We need to think self-sufficiency. We need the powers that be want to depopulate us. That's why I talked about all this agenda that's been happening from the virus. It's going to be hoax after propaganda, after false flag, after lie, after gaslighting, and it's going to happen every day. And it's not an accident when these things occur, like when Joe Biden says something stupid about not being black, and all of a sudden we have the next propaganda, false flag hoax to create more infighting and chaos. We have to realize it's not so much a left-right paradigm as it is the aristocracy managing and trying to control the serfs. And we have a billionaire president who's going to lose a ton of net worth, who's working for a dollar a year, who's not perfect, and I sure hell know I'm not perfect, and I bet everybody out there is not perfect because we're human. We're imperfect sinners. But if we don't talk truth, if we don't question the corruption, if we don't admit that we're living in an emperor has no clothes society, forget about it. Forget about all those million-plus combat soldiers who died for us, for our freedoms and liberties. We'll be all gone if we don't stand up together as a people and forget about what freaking group we're in. We'll be back after the break, and I'm going to catch my breath, Vince.
Yeah, and I've got a comment about these groups. Richie, then I'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you mentioned Bezos, Zuckerberg, and Gates. And let's add to that list Bloomberg. All four of those are billionaires. And all four of them have the same belief system. You talked about group identity. 89 of our senators and Congress hold dual citizenship with Israel. 89. How can that be? How can we have someone representing the interests of the United States of America with a dual citizenship with Israel and the United States? And if you don't believe me, class, just type in Congress dual citizens. You'll find it. And I'm finding this prepareforchange.net. That's the website. And it lists them. And you'll find out which ones. Now, this is as of 2018, so it's a couple years old. Next thing, if someone asks me, so what are you? You know, what group am I in? I would say, I'm an American. And if they said, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, what are you? I'd have to say, well, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean? And if they said, well, so what's your heritage? I would say, well, my grandparents on both sides were born in Italy. And if they said, no, that's not what I mean, I'd have to say, what actually do you mean? And if they said, well, what's your faith? I would say, well, I was trained as a Roman Catholic, but I'm not a very good one. Okay? So, what am I? I'm an American. Now, if you ask other people in America who were born here, they might not have that same answer. They might list their belief system first. You know, people like Bill Gates, people like Bezos, people like Zuckerberg, people like Bloomberg, they might list their religion or their belief system first. So when you talk about group identity politics, you're right. This nonsense has to stop. If you're born in America, you're an American, and you must be an American first, with loyalty to America first, not second. So keep that in mind when you talk with people, you know, who have loyalties to a country outside of America. Now, I believe, for the most part, President Donald Trump is an American first. Adolf Hitler was German first. Now, I'm not drawing a likeliness or a likeness of Donald Trump and Adolf Hitler. I'm not doing that. But I am saying that both really put their country first. So I'm not saying Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler or vice versa. I'm just saying that they were loyal, both, for the most part, to their own countries. And they darn well should be, as Vladimir Putin puts Russia first, as he darn well should. And that's what we need to do. That doesn't mean we need to obliterate everybody else. That doesn't mean we need to beat them up. But it does mean, when it comes to making decisions, what's the best thing for the United States of America? What's the best thing for us? That doesn't mean we can pollute the whole world. It doesn't mean we can destroy the world's oceans and air. But it does mean that America's interests come first. Moral interests. Any comments, Rich Sheehan?
Well, yeah. We're running too much on emotion. We have to listen to other people's personal experience. You know, just like this Russia-Ukraine, P. Dossier, Stormy Daniels, General Flynn, Mueller trial, Obamagate, Spygate, which the Obamagate, Spygate is absolutely real, but all this stuff is made up. Everything is phony. Everything's through second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand information, rumors, gossip, hearsay. There's no credibility in this. What we're doing is allowing the elite to get a free lunch. We're allowing them to redistribute our money from the little guy to them. We're allowing them to create precedents and loopholes and own and buy everything. We're allowing them to use divide-and-conquer strategies against us. Listen to who the biggest mouths are. Listen to who funds the most of these riots and everything. It's the nepotism. It's the elite. It's the wealthy. It's the entitled. It's the biggest people who get the most inheritance. We have literally had too many people who have sold out to the highest bidder. The rule of law has almost been eliminated. High government positions are spending our taxpayer dollars manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As demonstrations and protests, in some cases turning into riots, continue in many American cities following the death of George Floyd while in police custody just over a week ago, Floyd's family says it will be marching towards Houston City Hall today as those protests continue in that city as well. Mayor Sylvester Turner saying they expect thousands of people, and law enforcement officials have been called from all levels.
We're going to continue to lift up this family. The march is not a City of Houston event, but it is being organized by our local community activists.
A funeral for George Floyd, who hailed from Houston, is to be held in that city next week. Former VP Joe Biden could clinch the Democratic presidential nomination tonight if he racks up the big victories he's expected to get in primary elections in seven states, as well as the District of Columbia today. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in the city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. Elton John is among those having to lay people off because of coronavirus. With his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour suspended now, Sir Elton has furloughed his band until he's able to begin rescheduling shows. The Daily Mail estimating the rocker has lost $75 million because of those canceled shows. So far, Elton John has lost 34 shows in the United States this year alone. And with uncertainty surrounding the virus in the U.S., they say it's possible the remaining 48 shows for the second half of the year could be lost as well. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Mediadite.com says, headline, quote, Reverend at St. John's Church says clergy was tear gassed to clear, church for Trump's cheap political stunt. And what I learned was in order for the president to get to St. John's Church, they had to tear gas to clear the streets. So, you know, there's a lot happening, a lot of very dangerous things happening. And the president, and I'm paraphrasing, said that if the governors and mayors can't fix this problem with the protesting and the rioting in this country, he will bring it to swift. He'll come in swiftly. Kind of alleging that he's going to fix this problem quickly. This problem's not going to go away quickly, in my opinion. This problem is going to simmer for years. Years. Very much like the Civil War. You know, even though the Civil War, or the War of Northern Aggression, or the War between the States, whichever you'd like to call it, even though it officially ended in 1865, the Southerners are still fuming over the Civil War because General Sherman's scorched-the-earth policy, where he burned farms and he burned houses and plantations and killed animals and set the railroad tracks on fire and bent the railroad tracks so that they'd be unusable, and they still are to this day, literally. If you want to see it, go to Drake's Branch, Virginia, and you'll see that where Sherman was, and he set fire to the tracks, heated them so hot, the men were able to bend them so they were unusable. If you want to see that, you'll see the scorched earth right there in Drake's Branch, Virginia, in Charlotte County, Virginia. So there are wounds that have been festering for a long time, and I don't think this is going to go away very quickly. And Rich even said something very, very important, and that is, if you want to take anything away from this class, the number one message is, there are lots of lies, there are lots of cheats, there are lots of hypocrites, but the number one thing that you need to do is get what you need right now. And it's my opinion that the supply chain is broken and is breaking more every minute. And with the rioting and the burning and the slashing and the crashing and the clashing and the busting and the burning, delivery people are not going to want to deliver. Stores are not going to want to open up. Factories are not going to want to open up. It's dangerous. So, and it's going to get more dangerous. So if you need it, you need to get it right now. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Spare parts, whatever. Because it may happen that it gets worse way before it gets better. So if you need food, you need to get it now. And I'm not talking about lettuce. I'm talking about pasta and cans and jars. I'm talking about getting it right now. If you don't have it, you got to be nuts not to get it right now. I don't mean tomorrow or next week. I mean right now. Right now. And there used to be a PA system for one of the school systems I consulted for. And people would be called to the office like, yeah, Joe Doakes, report to the office now. Not now, right now. And that's what would be said over the PA system. Rich Sheehan, any comments on getting it now?
Well, we absolutely have to get it now. We got to stop listening to the powers that be and start reading and researching and thinking on our own. The hypocrisy and double standards and brainwashing is making people deviate from their own personal plan. We have to remember that we're being used as and played and conned and duped as pawns. The little people don't have representation. The Democrats and the rhinos, which are fake Republicans on the right, bought and paid for, are professional pot stirrers. That's what they do. Infight, chaos, create turmoil. That's create fear. The people are losing the battle biologically, chemically, technologically, informationally, psychologically. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. And that's why I mentioned, you know, when Trump says he wants to give the American people back, give America back to the people, he means it. He's doing a lot of stuff, but 93% of the news from the mainstream media is negative against him because he's not representing the elite. The mainstream media is representing the elite. He's trying to represent us, but he's surrounded by traitors and cowards. That's why I often go through the Nazi left curriculum. They are the authoritarians. They want totalitarianism. They want socialism and communism. They want fascism. That's why I went through the whole list, controlling the media, police, due process, government schools, buying off lawyers and judges and selling out the people in the name of justice, voter fraud and election. I go through this often every once in a while, okay? It's just that my problem is, when I prepare for a show, I have 6 to 8 hours worth of material in front of me, and I have 2 hours to do it. So I can't do it all. But we're giving free lunch to the elite. I mean, the banks get free money from the Treasury. I should say Treasury/Fed. And then they give us loans at four times the price where they're getting it for free. They're literally getting business to give out the loans. I mean, everything is totally fake and false. I mean, the banks and the brokerage firms are bundling junk loans together, selling them to individual investors and pension funds. And every industry is fighting for scraps with credit collapsing, and they're giving bailouts to the wealthy. So as the little guy pays four times more interest in these loans, while the brokers are paying four times less for junk bonds, the spread is going to the creative accounting brokers and screwing the little guy. This is why our discretionary and recreational purchases and income is going down. This is why I always try to coordinate financial, economic, social, and political rationale together so we can connect the dots so you can see what's really happening. Because nothing means anything anymore. Even in the world of finance, you know, valuations, fair value, fundamentals, anything to do with markets, liquidity, solvency, the definition of inflation and deflation, free market supply and demand, the lack of velocity of money, profits, nothing means anything anymore. This is why the Democrats want to vote for mail. This is why Joseph Stalin says those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. Everything is a fraud to feather the nest of the wealthy. It's just like stock buybacks, which I've spent hours on over the years. It's not for the expansion of new products and services or research and development and for the people and new employees. It's to boost earnings per share so the executives can cash in their stock options. So the wealthy 10% gets more in the dividends, the executives get share stock buybacks, and then they create more debt for acquisitions and mergers, which is consolidation, which fires more people. It has nothing to do with what's best for the people. It's all a smokescreen. It's all fake and phony. Every bit of it is an entitlement for welfare, government, jobs, and big corporate bailouts. Everything. So the silent majority, we need to speak up. We shouldn't be doing this with violence against ourselves. We're all, when I say ourselves, I mean the bottom 93%. I don't care what group you're in, what gender or sexual orientation or skin pigmentation shade. The silent majority has to speak up. We're not a spectator sport being an American anymore. Because the same people who are funding all this, the wealthy elites, Congress, they don't represent us. They represent the lobbyists, the special interests, the PACs. They don't even associate with us little people. That's why they call us irredeemables, deplorables, flyover country. They represent the funders.
When you go to get a haircut, do you have to pay for it?
Of course.
Do you know Congress doesn't?
Well, should they? Because they use our taxpayer dollars. They have a bimbo slush fund. So when they have certain affairs and mistresses, and then they want to sue them, they have a slush fund that we pay for. So they don't get sued. Why would they? Why would we expect them to get a haircut when they can legally hire anybody they want? And I'm all for adult mutual consensual sex, but don't charge the freaking taxpayers for it. Vince,
do you know that each one of these Congress critters gets almost $1 million to spend on top of their $174,000 a year? And then they get an 80% pension grant for the rest of their life. So they get based on 2017 pay, a Congress critter gets $174,000 a year, and they get $139,200 a year if for a pension if they leave Congress. Can you imagine that? And and if a member of Congress dies while in office, their family receives a payout of $174,000 or 1 year salary. Not only that, each member of Congress gets an allowance. And that allowance is $944,000. $944,000. You know, that's for things like furnishings, office mailings, personnel, you know, whatever they want to do with it. And they have a franking privilege. Franking, F-R-A-N-K-I-N-G. They can send out mail to their constituents for free. Yeah.
It's called Congress. Free lunch.
And they have reserved. Yeah, and they have free parking, reserved parking spots at Washington D.C. area airports. So you know, if you want to park, you've got to circle and circle and circle and trying to find that spot, and then take the bus, you know, from the outlying parking lot. No, they've got reserved parking. So and I mentioned they get free haircuts. So when you say they get free lunch. They get free lunch. They really do.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's an outrage. And that's
why we're sitting here fighting against our own different groups, hyphens, and pronouns. We can't even sue the most corrupt companies because Congress gave them liability immunity for fraud, illegitimacy,
like,
fascism. We don't even have protection or right to restitution under the rule of law. Sorry.
Like Senator Roy Blunt of the corrupt state of Missouri protected Monsanto. Yeah. Roy Blunt. So, yeah, these guys have protected corporate interests against the general welfare and against the general interests of we, the people, who pay for these Congress thugs to be there. They are working against us, and they are working for their own personal interests. These Congress parasites will put themselves before their own family. Absolutely. Their own greed is number one with these guys. That's why we're in so much trouble.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing
clean energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Pacino's with us, and he mentioned group identity politics for years. And I just want to say that in that line of discussion, Mayor Jacob Frey, the man who set America on fire, mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota, the headlines say, and this is ChristiansForTruth.com, quote, Jewish mayor of Minneapolis Jacob Frey proclaims March 10th, Abortion Provider Appreciation Day, end quote. 95% of Jewish, according to the internet, 95% of Jewish Democrats support abortion. 77% of Jewish Republicans support abortion. You've mentioned identity, group identity politics. There you have it right there. Those are not my words. Those are the words that I found on the internet. Jewish mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, proclaims March 10th, Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. That's insanity. He's just hugging this gal who is an abortion provider. So he's in the business of supporting people who kill people. He's also in the business of protecting the police who murdered George Floyd. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban and me.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to say to Rich, you're so right about the devaluing of work. You did a Friday show. It was just you, and it was about work and women. I want to let you know, sir, how much I appreciate that. You're right on the money about how they devalued that. You're just right on it. So I wanted to mention that what I think we're seeing, gentlemen, is a spiritual war. And then the physical manifestations of that war. And I know that you guys are not the most religious instructors, but I do think that's what we are seeing. And specifically, Rich Sheban, I want to point you, sir, to a phrase.
Hold it, Robert. When you say we're not the most religious, does that mean we don't believe in God? What are you saying? I want to make sure
no,
that
sir.
Our class... because I absolutely positively do believe in God. I absolutely positively do say my prayers every day, and they are of thanks. But I do not go to the Holy Roman Catholic Church and genuflect on command.
And Robert, let me put something in context real quick with the amount of time, because when you mention devaluation and women, you know, I just want to put it in context.
Okay.
So, certain people are lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a group, and that really insults the work ethic, the intelligence.
You said that, Rich. Hey, guys, look, Rich, I want to point you towards a term that Vincent has been using. It's called the synagogue of Satan, okay? And that is why all this is happening, okay? That's really all I got to say. I'll try to explain it if you want, but that's why I call it a religious thing, guys. And I'm not saying you guys aren't religious, but Gwyneth Isaacs uses the term evil. Dr. Sheely uses the term evil. You guys don't necessarily understand. It's coming from a place of evil. It's not just greed. It's not just incompetence. It is concerted effort of an evil force. That's what it is.
No, we absolutely do believe it's evil. There's no question about that, Robert. Please don't put words in our...
Evil. I just don't know when it comes to certain formality.
Robert, please, Robert, do not put words in our mouth. Do not say that we're not the most religious. That is not true. And please don't say that we don't understand evil. We absolutely, positively do. Do not put words in my mouth. If anything is going to frost me on this broadcast, that's it. That makes me angry, Robert. Do not put words in my mouth. Do not do that.
Vin.
Well, you should apologize.
I didn't mean it that way, Vince.
That's the second time I hung up on Robert.
Hey, Vince, you know, you and I have known each other for a lot of years. I've been on your show for probably 9 years, okay? Like you mentioned Monsanto, I would comment like 96% of Monsanto shareholders voted to not disclose GMO ingredients. Now, you know I do a lot of reading and research. You know I cite a lot of articles. You know I use math. I use economics. I use a lot of truth. Let me just ask you one thing, since we're in the last few seconds of this show. And I don't know if I've asked you this bluntly, and I may have, but what percentage of what I say through the reading and research and math and finance and economic and social political issues that I study, when I say things, and a lot of it is published articles in the public domain, but let me ask you this. When I say things over the 9 years I've been on your show, what percentage of stuff do you agree with me that I talk about, that I cite, that I comment on?
Well, I can't say what I don't agree with, so I'm going to have to say all of it. I read a lot of the same material. I check and cross-check, sources, and so I'd have to say all of it. But here's something I do want to say, Class. I want to make this very clear. So if Rich says something and I listen to it and I write down while he's talking about it what he said, I typically come back with, Rich, I believe I heard you say, or Rich, I think I heard you say. I don't say, Rich, you said, okay? Because I want to make sure that I get it right. And Class, that's the way it should be said. I believe I heard you say, or did you say? So that's a takeaway from this. So I hung up on Robert for the second time. And I'm going to keep doing it if he keeps it up.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.